From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Wednesday, April 5th. Coming up, we hear about a Champaign-Urbana organization trying to make things more accessible for speakers of an indigenous Central American language. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Much of central and northern Illinois is under severe thunderstorm watch this morning until 11 a.m. For more information and updates, visit illinoisnewsroom.org. Voters in Champaign and Danville re-elected their mayors yesterday, but by widely different margins. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Champaign Mayor Deborah Frank Finan received nearly 75% of the vote, defeating former Mayor Don Girard and second-time mayoral candidate Azark David Cobbs. In her third term, Finan says she plans to continue working on the city's violence reduction blueprint and Garden Hills infrastructure and other projects that were delayed by COVID-19.
Things like economic development and our infrastructure, and we're able to start refocusing on the things that were put aside during my last term because we were dealing with the pandemic.
In Danville, Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. held a 59-vote lead over challenger Jackie Vinson. Vinson said last night she does not plan to contest the result. However, last-minute mail-in ballots could change the total. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Who will fill four open seats in the Champaign Unit 4 School Board? The unofficial results are in. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Betsy Holder, Amy Armstrong, Jamar Brown, and Mark Teese have won the largest share of votes so far. Last-minute mail-in ballots could change the totals. Armstrong is the only incumbent. While she hasn't interacted much with Teese yet, she is encouraged by Brown's previous term on the board and Holder's deep research on the campaign trail.
We have folks that have put in the work to understand what the board is doing, the strategic plan, the needs assessment.
Both documents address racial inequity within the district. The new members will join the board after all votes are counted around May. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Decatur Public Schools will have three new members by its first meeting in May. Incumbent Bill Clevenger won yesterday's election alongside two newcomers, Will Wetzel and Mark Reynolds. Three additional candidates, Hannah Wolf, Jacob Jenkins, and Misty Frank, did not. Mark Reynolds supports a partial ban of younger student access to LGBTQ-focused books, while Clevenger and Wetzel believe school administrators should be the one to set curricula, not board members. So far, turnout seems slightly down from past years at 13%. That includes all ballots except for mail-ins not received by Election Day. University of Illinois students learned this week that police had arrested a male juvenile suspected of at least five apartment burglaries that took place last month in Campus Town. U of I student Irene Bogush was among those impacted by the break-ins. She was in her apartment on Green Street when someone she didn't know came in. She says she's still frightened by the incident.
Gives ideas for other people. It's like, oh, it's easy to break in there. Just walk in, there's unlocked doors.
University police say they advise residents to lock their doors and report any suspicious activity to authorities. Today marks the start of the Jewish holiday Passover. The Illini Hillel is part of Hillel International, a foundation for Jewish campus life. The campus organization comprises a student leadership council and hosts events to unite the Jewish community. Student president of the Illini Hillel, Ben Shapiro, says the lessons and prayers of Passover are a good reminder to stand up for what's right.
And we like to remember the suffering in the past and how we escaped that, but also how there's still so much suffering both within the Jewish world and outside, and how it's our responsibility to fight for justice and equality for all people.
The eight-day holiday celebrates the biblical story of Exodus, which tells the story of the Jewish people leaving Egypt and freeing themselves from slavery. Shapiro says all students are invited to attend special meals called Seders at the Illini Hillel to learn more about the celebration. For more information, visit IlliniHillel.org. Still to come, a Champaign-Urbana organization is trying to make things more accessible for speakers of an indigenous Central American language. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez is coming up next on 217 Today.
German actress Amelia Schuele stars as France's final queen, Marie Antoinette, in a new historical drama from PBS. Marie Antoinette is just a teenager when she marries Louis XV and must learn how to navigate the etiquette of her new home in France. The young queen attempts to recreate Versailles in her own free, independent, and feminist image, even as other royals undermine her. Learn how you can watch as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. More than 8,000 Guatemalans live in the Urbana-Champaign area, and many speak their indigenous language of Canjobal. This can make it difficult to communicate or complete important tasks. But as Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports, one organization is working to break down those barriers.
In 2018, Cora Maldonado found herself in the delivery room at one of the local hospitals. She was there translating Canjobal for a friend prior to giving birth to her first child. Spanish-speaking interpreters were available through a monitor screen, but they couldn't understand the dialect of her Maya Spanish.
So I was kind of thinking through that experience and just wanting to have a more, less inaccurate, I guess, exchange. Because it was hard for this person.
Maldonado is an anthropology and American Indian Studies professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. That experience helped her recognize the need for an indigenous Maya interpreters collective,
which is now Pixankunob. It means heart of the village.
So part of the idea was to just be able to do some community-based type of training that could meet not only language kind of barriers, but also it's language and culture, right? And language and a lot of other barriers that the community itself knows how to navigate and how to solve them better than anybody else.
The group, which includes Maya Canjobal community members and U of I scholars, was formed a year later. Instructional workshops began in 2019. The first three-day workshop of this year was held at the end of February in the village of Savoy in Champaign County. Inside a well-lit conference room, the smell of roasted coffee fills the air.
Yo empiezo.
Bueno. 18 people are here on the last day to learn proper Canjobal grammar from linguist and instructor Balam Mateo Toledo.
It's very different levels in teaching grammar to this group is really complex in terms of how you do it and how you teach it because they don't have the same level of a formal education.
The level has carefully adapted his teaching style so everyone can fully understand the material. He says it's an extension of what he also teaches when he travels to Guatemala. 25-year-old Daniel was an elementary school teacher in Guatemala before moving to Illinois to be with family. He wants to stay connected to his heritage.
It's important to maintain the language because if you don't, not only do you lose the language, but you also lose the traditions, food, dances, and traditional clothing. Basically, if the language dies, everything dies too.
Engracia is a mother of three and is also from Guatemala. When she arrived 7 years ago, her main focus was learning English. This training helps her as a volunteer at the University YMCA's New American Welcoming Center.
There are many people in need, or many people who speak the Canjobal language who are in great need, and many immigrants who need support, but no one was supporting them. So I became a volunteer, and I started to work, and I liked it.
Pixankunob is still taking its first steps towards becoming a fixture in the community. Cora Maldonado says they could always use more resources, but adds that it's hard for members to stay consistent because of work and providing for their own families.
There's structural barriers, and most of the members, you know, have 2-3 jobs and have a hard time sometimes committing to a lot of time for the organization.
She says there are a few members who work until 3 in the morning and still attend the workshops. That means the interest is there. And as long as it is, Maldonado says she and the others will do as much as they can to help grow the organization. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says showers and thunderstorms are likely this morning, with a few severe storms possible. Otherwise, cloudy and windy with temperatures falling from the 70s this morning to near 60 degrees this evening. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Emily Hayes, Lily Salas, Alyssa Eaton, and Luis Velasquez. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.